are lots of highlights, and it's time to listen back to them as the first of seven games between the Mets and Phillies over the next 10 days. And Jose Quintana has been terrific over his last three starts, and he took the mound against Aaron Nola, who shut out the Mets earlier in this season. Nola issued a couple of two-out walks in the first, but wasn't hurt by them, getting Jesse Winker to ground out to end the inning. Quintana worked around a two-out double by Bryce Harper to get out of the inning, and both teams went down in order in the second. Nola struck out the side in the third, getting Francisco Lindor and Mark Vientos looking. Johan Rojas reached on an infield single with one out in the bottom of the third. He stole second, and though he beat the throw, Francisco Lindor with another MVP moment and a heads-up play.
Runner goes, 0-1 pitch is outside, throw from Alvarez towards second, not in time. Rojas might have come off the bag, and he did, and he's out. And the umpire, Nestor Ceja, who initially said safe, points, changes his call to out. Lindor kept the tag on, and Rojas is the second out, pending a look by Philly for maybe a review.
Now we're miles away here from second base, and I don't think Rojas has a case. He clearly overslid the bag. And Lindor, I don't think there's any question about it. Oven mitt or no, the arm came off. Lindor kept the tag on top of the oven mitt. And Rojas is on his way back to the dugout.
So with two out, nobody on, Quintana worked on Kyle Schwarber, who was robbed by Alonso in the first. He hit it on the nose again, but this time at Harrison Bader, who made the putout to end the inning. Nola had himself a 1-2-3 inning in the fourth, and the Mets once again were without a hit, but Quintana was matching him with zeros, and we were scoreless heading to the fifth. The Mets finally got their first hit when Jose Iglesias singled to lead off the inning. Tyrone Taylor followed with a single to left to give the Mets runners on first and second with no out. For Francisco Alvarez, who had gone so long without a homer, he has since rediscovered the power stroke and gave us our smash of the game.
Outfield straightaway. 0-1 pitch. Hit high in the air to left field. It's deep. It's down the line. It's hooking. It is a home run. He hit the screen. A three-run homer for Francisco Alvarez. Off the screen, adjacent to the left field foul pole. For Alvarez's eighth home run of the year, Iglesias and Taylor score in front of him. The Mets are leading by a score of 3-0.
His second straight game with a three-run homer, the smash of the game, brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified pure Angus beef fries, shakes, and more. After Nola retired the first 10, or the last 10, I should say, the first three Mets he faced, the fifth, had hits, and Alvarez had the biggest to give the Mets their first lead of the game. Nola completely lost it in that inning. After the home run, he came out back with a strikeout of Bader, but then allowed back-to-back singles to both Lindor and Vientos, and there was a theme building. So up came Brandon Nimmo with a chance to blow it open and did just that.
You don't think they'd send the runners here, do you? 3-2, they have good speed aboard. Let's see, not going. And a pitch driven in the air to deep right field. Castellanos back, it might go. Home run! Brandon Nimmo hits it into the first couple of rows in right field. A three-run homer, the second such blast of this inning for the Mets. First it was Alvarez, now a three-run homer for Brandon Nimmo, his 19th of the year. It's a six-run fifth inning. The Mets are leading by a score of 6-0. That's the shower ball for Aaron Nola. He is gone. Goodbye.
And you could just feel the air coming out of Citizens Bank Park at that point. The second three-run homer of the inning, and just like the ninth inning on Wednesday, the Mets had a sixth spot in the fifth, and that was it for Nola. As Howie mentioned, he had looked so good through the first four and then fell apart in the fifth. Jose Ruiz came on, and the barrage continued with Alonso getting the seventh hit of the inning. Winker, though, struck out before Iglesias lined out to short to end it. But after the long inning, Quintana came right back and retired the Phillies in order. The Mets added to their lead in the sixth. Harrison Bader hit a two-out double, and then Francisco Lindor followed.
Now the pitch. Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. That's in for a base hit. Headed up the alley. Bader scores. Lindor on his way to second. Throw by Rojas. Lindor goes in standing. Overruns the bat. Now falls down or slides down and is tagged out to retire the side.
base running mistake by Lindor, who did not slide, but RBI number 86. It was now a 7-run game. The only damper on the night was the Mets shortstop tweaking his back on that play and ultimately left the game. But Quintana was rolling again, gave up just an infield hit to Schwarber just the third of the night before Trey Turner lined out to end the sixth. The Mets lefty retired the side in order again in the seventh, ending the inning with back-to-back strikeouts. It was the first time he had gone that far in over 2 months. But three was the big number for the Mets. Quintana gave up just three hits. And in the eighth, the two-out single by Alvarez put two men on once again. And then Harrison Bader got into the act.
Runners will go on 3-2 with two out. The pitch. Swing and a drive, well hit to left. Back goes Wilson. This ball's on the way. It is gone for a 3-run homer for Harrison Bader. The Mets now lead 10-0 as Bader has just hit the Mets' third 3-run home run of this game.
Bader broke out with two hits tonight, certainly got a hold of that one, and it was quite a blast, the best of the three that were hit to that point on the night. As Howie said, Mets' third 3-run homer of the night, and now a 10-0 game. Alonso had quite a game defensively with a terrific stop on Schwarber to start the game off, then closed out the eighth with a leaping catch of Buddy Kennedy's looper to end the inning, and that's the save of the game brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. The shutout was still intact after eight, and Alonso got into the act in the ninth offensively when the Phillies waved the white flag and used Cody Clemens as a pitcher. Alonso got out in front of one in the at-bat, but then learned to adjust well.
Clemens into the windup. 1-2 pitch. Swing on a high fly ball deep to left center. Playable, I think, Rojas back. He jumps and it's gone. He was not able to get it. Right up against the fence to the right of the 387 mark. Rojas reached up and Alonso winds up with his 32nd home run of the year. And the Mets have an 11-0 lead as Alonso takes Clemens deep. He probably dreamt of hitting a home run off of Clemens. Not necessarily this one.
The pitch, 61 miles an hour, and Alonso with his 32nd home to regain the team lead to make it 11-0, and that was it for the scoring in the top of the ninth. Now the only question is, would they complete the shutout? Alex Young started the bottom half of the inning and got Johan Rojas to ground right back to him for the first out. Schwarber worked out the Phillies' first walk of the night, and then Young struck out Cal Stevenson before walking Harper. Brandon Marsh came up with two on and two out to face Young and broke up the shutout with a 3-run homer, but that's all the Phillies would get.
Runners lead second and first. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a drive in the air to right. Moving to his left, Taylor. He's there. Makes the catch. Put it in the books. The Mets, in rather profound fashion, save for the struggles of Alex Young in the ninth inning, take the opener of this three-game series from the Philadelphia Phillies,